Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patty LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hello, beautiful people. Welcome to The Art of Kindness, where we have compassionate conversations with artists from all areas of the entertainment industry who are using their voice to spread joy and make this big spinning planet in the sky a better place to be. I'm Robert Peter Paul, and I'm so glad you're here. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the very first episode ever of The Art of Kindness, the AOK. I'm Robert, and I am so excited. If you can't tell, you should know right off the bat, if you didn't realize already, that I am a big goofball. I'm weird, which I think is the best. I mean, I don't think I'm the best, but I think weirdos are the best. But you should love yourself. So, I mean, anyway, I've been an actor, writer, and overall creator since I was a kid. I was always found browsing the aisles at Blockbuster or pretending our living room drapes were stage curtains and putting on shows for my family. And yes, I gave them a discount on tickets. I started out making my off-Broadway debut at the age of 9, I think. And I've been hustling since then, working in theater, TV, film, and TikTok, and for my life since quarantine. Have you guys tried TikTok? Woo! It's actually really fun. Not that I know what I'm doing. I've also been fortunate enough to be an entertainment host and journalist, where I've had the opportunity to interview a lot of wonderful celebrities and people. Working in the pop culture news world really made me want to shift the paradigm of clickbait and really not respecting anybody in the public eye, whether someone is twisting a headline or asking them inappropriate questions. I wanted to put out something that's positive and really showcases wonderful things that these people are using their platforms to do. To me, when you funnel it all down, the entertainment industry is really about storytelling. And storytelling is one of our greatest privileges that we get as humans because it's all about connecting with others. And the ability to do that on a big stage or screen is truly a dream, I think. So I want to connect with people who get to live that dream and are using the platform that comes along with it to give back and spread kindness. That's certainly something we can all use more of these days. Am I right? I'll be chatting weekly with guests from all different corners of the industry, Broadway, TV, actors, writers, directors. I want to talk to everybody. So I hope you'll join me, new friends, on what's going to be a really fun and kind adventure. Let's form a kindness community. Aww, audio hug. Make sure to stick around after each interview because I'll be giving you a kindness tip of the week. It's kind of like a post-credit scene in a Marvel movie, except I won't be wearing a skin-tight suit. Or will I? So that's the deal, and without further ado, let me present to you our incredible first guest. I wanted to kick off this show with a friend who is constantly lifting up everyone around them, and I got so lucky. Our very first guest is performer and TikTok star, Deanna Gilletti. She's perhaps best known for her viral videos featuring the outfit of the day, the OOTD, the ooh ta da. With over 1.3 million followers on TikTok at Deanna Gilletti, she never fails to empower people with her amazing content. Deanna gives such wonderful advice in this conversation, and I just think she's the best. Please enjoy our chat and make sure you stay tuned after for our AOK tip of the week. I'm so happy too. You look beautiful.
Thank you. I put on a little lipstick for you. I
was like, oh my goodness.
We're having a podcast.
I know. I feel bad you guys can't see her right now because this outfit of the day, this ooh ta-da is just like so perfect. And her aesthetic, her background. Oh my gosh.
Thank you. I appreciate this so much. Thank you.
You always bring it, honestly, especially this early in the morning. I mean, it's like 10 a.m., but I feel like that's early.
It is early. It is early, but you're worth it. The art of kindness is worth it.
Oh, thank you.
It has been so long since that audition.
I know. Way too long. Listeners, Deanna and I met at an open call audition, which, for those of you that don't know, open call auditions are pretty much like a dentist waiting room, but really fun. And if you have somebody like Deanna with you, it's a party. And yeah, the second I saw you, I was like, this is my people. Like, I'm sure everybody feels that way with you, but I was just like, this girl is it. So bright and shiny.
Oh, I love this. Thank you.
You're so great. I should have asked you. I like to start these by asking, how are you at receiving compliments?
Oh, okay. You know what? Skill I 100% had to learn. I love it now, but I used to be someone that deflected and just immediately if you complimented me, I would overpower it and be like, you're amazing as well. And and now I've learned like, no, it's okay to accept nice things sometimes.
Yes. What about
you? How are you with compliments?
Well, thank you for assuming that I get them. No, I totally agree with you. I think it is a learning curve and it's really hard not to deflect. But I do think it gives you an awesome opportunity to find something in the complimenter, if that's a word, to say nice back. Because there's something nice in everybody, you know?
Right.
But I appreciate and love what you're doing because your videos are like little compliments for everybody, I feel like. And what I was going to say was the last time I saw you, I think it was like a Jersey Boys audition, right?
Yes.
And I was so lucky to run into you because you like pulled me into an audition room and you were like, do your audition for me right now. Like, you're going to be great. You're going to be awesome. Like, I could see you playing this role or this role. The person you guys see on TikTok and on social media is not a catfish. It's the real person. Like, she is the ultimate hype girl, empowering person. And I just, my compliment for you, even though I've given you like 20 already, I think.
I'm counting. It's all very good.
Okay, good. I'm going to test you at the end. It's just that you are not someone that got quote unquote fame and then just started to, you know, like support charities and like push out these nice ideas, which is great. You're someone who actually built your platform on kindness and empowering people, which is something that's so rare and just incredible. And I thank you for that. And I just want
to... I have to say, yes, I am a hype woman. Everything you're saying is right. But I will say, when I saw you, you were getting ready for that Frankie Valli audition. You opened the door fully. I literally, and it was fate. I happened to be walking by in that moment when you opened the door and I was like, oh my God, you're booking it today. So you brought it too. Like, yes, aww. I hyped you up, but like you had it. And if COVID didn't cancel that show, you would have been booked.
I don't know about you, but I felt like I was like hitting such a nice stride right before COVID. Like I was like shaking off that audition anxiety. I was just going in there having fun, which is what it's all about. I started to like get some traction and then the world was like, nah, not right now.
Yep.
Not today.
Not for you.
You brought so much light into this dark time. I mean, I think we all downloaded TikTok at the beginning of the pandemic and we were like, huh, what is this? And so I followed all my friends and obviously you. And I just see you explode with popularity over time. I mean, now you're past 1 million followers. Was it like a conscious choice for you going in that you wanted to make a page that like really empowered people? Or were you just like, I'm just going to be me and see what happens?
Yeah. Oh, oof. I started. Wow. I started the pandemic working in construction with my dad. And because it was like that whole, oh, oops. Sorry.
She's popular, y'all.
In a few weeks, Broadway's going to be back. And in a few weeks, auditions will be back. So I was like, all right, I'll just do construction with my dad for now. Like, I'll leave the city for now. And then that for now started to feel take that crazy toll. So then I was like, I need connection. As I'm extremely extroverted, I know that about myself. And I was like, I am missing that, like, feel of other people's energy. Where can I find that? And then I was like, okay, people are doing TikTok dances. Let's just hop on in and do stuff. Let's figure it out. And then I wasn't getting traction at first at all. I was just kind of making some friends on there who also were in the same boat of just trying to figure it out. Like millennials awkwardly dancing. That's what we were. That's what I was.
Oh, totally. I'm just an awkward millennial. Like, I don't even know about the dancing part.
Right. Well, me too. So then I started like opening up about people being like, yeah, these dances are like cute and fine, but like, I'm feeling extremely lonely. Like I'm just going to have a vulnerable moment. And that's when I started getting my first influx of followers being like, having real moments with me of like, I'm lonely too. Like, let's connect. Let's find this community in a space. Exposing myself of being like, guys, like, am I just out here dancing? Like, and I'm the only one lonely, or are you guys lonely too? Like, and then it kind of grew from there.
Mm, I love that. That's amazing. And I feel like that's all like rooted in kindness, because kindness is revealing your truth in a lot of ways. So I was wondering, what does kindness mean to you, or what comes to your mind when you hear that word?
Oh, I think of my mom. I think my mom is the purest form of kindness. Genuinely, like, she, so I guess that would come with forgiveness. Constant forgiveness and constant patience is kindness. Like, you can have space in your heart for everyone, no matter what happens, no matter if they wrong you, if they have wronged you, you can find a place for forgiveness and kindness for them. And it's free to give, free 99 to just keep throwing out.
She just threw her hair back, everybody, when she said free, just so you know. She's like, free. It was like an awesome motion. I wish you guys could have seen it.
It's true. It's like no matter what paths people are crossing in your lives or whatever they're going through, you can find, and it's so easy for you to throw kindness at someone and watch it spiral from there and mm-hmm. change someone's path, change someone's course. I see it literally every day now, every day. And it comes with like showing kindness to myself and forgiveness to myself for mistakes that I make, and being outspoken about it and being like, whoa, I messed up big today. And like, here it is, but I still love myself. That kindness for me inspires other people to do it, bring it to them, you know?
Yeah, it's such a mindset, because if you're not kind to yourself and in that positive mindset, you're not going to see anything as positive. You're just going to see everything as negative. Yeah. Like if you go into a situation, like an audition, thinking you're going to tank, you're going to walk in there and look at everyone and be like, oh my God, they think I'm like ugly. They're already looking at me. You know what I mean? Like that kind of thing. But if you go in like, hello, like this is going to be fun. Nice to meet you. Maybe it could be too much, but at least you felt good. You know what I mean? Like who cares?
Exactly. At the end of the day, you made somebody laugh always. That's always
true. Yes, it's so true. But I love that you mentioned that it all starts with like taking care of yourself. And I was so curious, like what are some of those ways where you show yourself love and practice self-care that, you know, people out there listening could maybe learn from?
My hardest question is like, where do you get confidence and where do you find self-love? And it's, I mean, where's the textbook answer for that? Mm. I think it's like, you need to be self-aware. You need to be self-aware of what you love about yourself, your flaws, and being okay with your flaws is like the number one thing for self-love. Of like, I'm self-aware that I make funny mistakes sometimes. Like, I know that's not what everyone does. I know that's not what perfection is, but never striving for perfection. Like, that is self-love's number one destroyer. Like, if you're going for perfection and you're constantly not thinking you're good enough, you're not loving it. You have to love every part of you, the mistakes, the flaws, the amazing things, which is why I even started the outfit of the day in the first place, where it was like, I only put on my body what I love, like colors I love, looks I love, things that make me look good, me. And I truthfully don't need someone else to compliment me, because I have me. I can compliment me.
Yeah.
And that is like a huge spiral of self-love, because once you find that level, you're not seeking approval from others. You're not judging others, because you know you're not perfect. So why, you don't even have time to waste on like any sort of kindness, you know?
Yeah, it's so true. Once you are able to love yourself, like the compliments and the things from others, they're awesome, but they're just icing on the cake.
Right.
I don't know if you've seen, there's like some, I probably saw it on Instagram, some quote that's like, imperfect literally spells I'm perfect.
Yeah.
And I just think that's such like a beautiful little sentiment. This podcast is turning into Pinterest right now. But you mentioned,
but it's important. It's important. Yeah. And I see it on TikTok. I'm always, now I'm like, I live on TikTok, obviously. And I just see so many high schoolers really struggling with loving themselves because what they see on social media, they're not there yet, or they haven't achieved a perfection. And it needs to be stripped away. It needs to be stripped away and truly showing yourself that kindness of like, I won't, like, forget perfect. Like, you are. You're enough as you.
Yeah. I mean, I don't even know if you can fully comprehend that you're doing that for so many people. I see people on my newsfeed that I'm just friends with. Like, I don't even think you know them. I mean, you have over 1 million followers, so I'm sure you don't know a lot of them, but like, you interact with them, which is awesome. But I see people using your sounds, like people that I went to school with or whatever, that were just like, you know, shy people. And I see them using your sounds and like beaming and just like loving themselves. And like, that's all because of you. Like, they're able to put on an outfit and be like, this is my outfit of the day. You know what I mean? So you are like spreading that times literally 1 million. and it is like so incredible.
That's kind. I just got chills on my legs. That's so
kind. Well, I would too, but I'm literally sweating. Well, I'm such a sweater. I don't think anybody needed to know that. But like, I'm like, I show up for auditions. They're like, did you just jump in a pool, sir? And I'm like, no, I have an extra shirt.
You're like, if I say yes.
Yeah, is the character a swimmer? Because,
but seriously, I just love what you're doing on TikTok. And one of my favorite things to see are the videos with your family. They all appear to be so genuine. I know your followers love seeing them. It makes me wonder, was kindness something you learned from them growing up? Or do you feel like kindness is something that you've really had to focus on and practice later in life? I know you mentioned your mom earlier. She seems like such a beacon of light. Do you feel like you learned kindness from her and your parents?
Yeah. Okay. Well, for me, I am so blessed, and it is a privilege that my mom is a beacon of kindness. Growing up, I used to say, I think my mom is an angel in human form. Like, I think I've been blessed with a mom like that. And I'm not just saying it. I know all moms are like that. She just has it. She just has this patience and forgiveness and acceptance of everyone from all walks of life. And she always has. And it was like, I'm going to get emotional. It was just like watching her interact with anyone and wanting to do more and more for others, not once ever thinking of herself. And sometimes growing up, I was like, wow, I'm feeling selfish because I'm not giving as much as my mom would. Like, she would do more, but it absolutely like is the root of who I am, is because of how just constantly giving. And maybe that's because we're so Italian. I don't know. Uh-huh. Anything. If someone was walking by, random person walking by, do you need water? We have food. Do you need to come over? What's going on? Are you okay? Is your family okay? Do you want to come over? Like, holidays. I had the perfect person to look up to fully, 100%.
Wow. No, that like makes me like miss my mom, and now I'm thinking about all this stuff, and it might be an Italian thing part of it. I remember there was some Thanksgiving in Florida where, you know, it was me, my cousins, my aunts and uncles, everybody.
My grandma last minute ran down to the local grocery store just to get paper plates.
She comes back because she had like taken a taxi in this like pickup truck that we didn't recognize, with like all my grandma, like such a shopper. And you know, Italian nonas, like, they're just food. Like, we need this, we need that. And it's like, no, there's actually 20 people. We don't need like food for 300 people. And then this truck is filled with stuff. She walks out with someone we don't know. She had invited the cashier that had nowhere to go.
Oh my God.
Who ate dinner with us. And there's so much love there. It's like such a foundation of heart.
Do you find that for you? Like, seeking kindness, was that your family, or was that someone you had to work on too?
I mean, I think for me, the thing that shapes my childhood is my brother getting cancer and passing away. Looking back on that experience, which was obviously so terrible, was a gift in a lot of ways because I saw so much kindness.
It's not like I almost call it like a superhero effect. Like, it's one of those rare things that happens where you get to see something that maybe you wouldn't have seen if you didn't experience this like terrible situation. And so that's like one of the biggest things I have now to look back on. And I think just seeing the way people would like drop off meals for us, the nurses and doctors that would, you know, sit with my brother and other patients whose parents were like working and had nobody there with them.
That taught me so much kindness But similar to you, my parents are the greatest people, and I just try to emulate them.
Thank you for asking.
Yeah. Sure. That's another thing from my mom. Let's give all the credit to Marie.
Yes.
My mom, another thing about kindness too, is her listening. She can literally sit and talk to anybody. Even if she can't give food, or if she can't bring them over to the house, or she can't give water, she will take however long out of her day to listen to anyone and just take that time and that patience.
Wow. So what do they think of this whole thing? They must be so proud of you.
Oh yeah. They are so, so proud. Again, I'm so lucky and privileged to have, like, they're so supportive of literally anything I do. Say I want to join the circus, and they'd be like, can't wait for the tickets. Like, hope you don't fall.
Yeah.
Oh my God. And their characters themselves, they are so far from performers. They are so far from doing anything showy at all.
Yeah.
But whenever I'm like, hey, do you guys want to be in a video? My mom would be like, oh, let me just put on lipstick. Come on.
So, yeah.
They're so supportive. They did not think it was going to blow up this much. But you want to know what they do? They always remind me that they're not surprised at all. They always remind me that they're like, of course. They're like, this is exciting, but like, of course you have this many. You're like, followers, or whenever I just hit 200,000 followers on Instagram, which I've been working for a long time.
That is hard. Let me tell you, because I do social media marketing for people, and for some reason, TikTok, love that algorithm. Like, they really make it nice for creators. They make it so easy to connect, and Instagram's already kind of like, you know, they want you to pay for ads and boost this stuff. There's all this other stuff in there. So to hit that many on Instagram, it's huge.
It was like absolutely something I was really working for. So when I hit it, I called them immediately and I was so excited. And they were excited for me, but immediately followed up with, this is not shocking, Deanna. Like, just know this is you, and this is what happens when you show yourself and work hard on for yourself, which is just beautiful. Which is just, I couldn't ask for better.
That is so beautiful. Like I said, like, you're doing that for people. You're empowering people. You're like hyping people up. Your ootada sound, I know we've touched on a little bit, but like, was that something you were like saying to yourself before you ever put it on TikTok? Or did you just start recording one day and be like, this is like, you know, go with the vibe?
Yeah. Okay. Well, honestly, I had just been on TikTok and I was seeing people do the OOTD. Mm-hmm. And it's literally just them being like, here's my OOTD. You guys were asking where I got my shirt. I got it from this place. And I was like, you know, nobody's ever asked me. And I really liked it.
Wait, hold up. Where did you get the blazer you're wearing?
The blazer I'm wearing.
I'm just kidding. But
Barbara. But like, that's kind of what honestly inspired it. It was like, they were giving me labels of their outfits. And I was like, that's not why it looks good on you, babe. It looks good on you because you know it looks good on you. And you're strutting around in that outfit. And that's really where it started. And I was like, you know what? Nobody's asked me about my outfit, but I love it. Like, okay, here's mine. Show it off. And then because of the response from like my first three of those videos, it started changing into like a whole skit of like, back it up, back it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Honestly, sometimes when I'm having a bad day, I'm like, let me do an ootada. Like, I'll feel better after it.
Yeah.
And now it cheers me up. So like,
it's so amazing. And it's so cool that like, you found that like avenue that like lets the world see you, because you're talented in like so many other ways. You know what I mean? It's like that gypsy thing. Like, they're like, you got to get a gimmick or whatever. It's like, you don't need a gimmick, but the fact that you have this like genuine fun approach that just like took off, I am so happy for you. And I'm like, let her sing, give her all the parts, cast this girl, put her on The Bachelor. Do we still want that? Is that a vibe you still want?
I'm so happy you said that. I was thinking about that right before we came on this. Should I apply? Yeah. Actually, should I apply again?
Okay. Here's the thing. Give her own reality show.
You know, I would love that. I would love that. But yeah.
I feel like your family could have one.
I'd love a morning talk show.
Yes.
Entertainment, like just like a fun, exciting, like morning talk show. I think that would be great. But auditions are coming back up for The Bachelorette. And I literally was like, do I do this? Do I apply?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, why not? Right. And then see what happens. It'll make your decision for you.
Yeah, you're right.
You'll know what's right.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com.
If you're enjoying this episode so far, please consider supporting us at buymeacoffee.com/theaok or by giving us a 5-star rating. Hey! I really love making this show, and thanks to listeners like you and our episode sponsors, I hope to continue doing so for a long time. Thank you, and now back to the show. Another thing I really love about your social media presence is your approach to handling the bullies and the trolls, which I gotta be honest with you, I don't see too many of them lingering on your pages, which is amazing. Most people get those, especially when they're trying to do something positive. Yeah. But when I have like seen you kind of like address them in your videos, you do it in such an incredible way. Can you just like talk about your approach for doing that?
Yeah. So I am fortunate. I really don't get a lot of hate. But when I do, it's always like next level. It's like someone who is out for women. And I think about it sometimes. I'm like, okay, should I just delete and block or turn it into some sort of a lesson, like, and really just go for it? Because so many times it's for my own mental health too, of like, okay, was I up all night thinking about this guy's comment? Like, screw that. Like, and who is that person to like make me feel this way and not be able to say something like that?
Yes.
I'm a person too. It can't stop it in its tracks, kind of. So I have a story. One guy commented very negative things on a video of me about what I was wearing and how I needed to dress better and how I smelled like rotten milk and all this stuff. So I made a video just being like, I don't know who you thought you were, telling women that how they can dress and why they could dress a certain way and how it suits you, sir. And I just like, I stated the facts. I was just like, these are all the reasons why you're wrong. He deleted his Instagram account, the whole thing. And I felt so bad for like 2 seconds. And I was like, oh, I didn't know he was going to delete his old account. 3 months later, he messages me a giant apology about how he changed his life. He was going through a breakup. It still doesn't justify all the things he said about me, but it made him look at life differently and how he's on a different path. And I was like, that is the best thing to have come from that. Because I don't take joy. I don't take joy in like coming for someone, but like I was standing up for myself and like my own worth, and for him to have learned from it, and I really believe he was sorry. That was the best one so far.
Wow, that is so cool. What do you do? Are you someone who's able to fight that inclination to respond right away and step back and breathe and really think about the best route of action? Because it's so hard not to be like, well, you know what? I hate you. Like, it's so hard to just like fight that impulse, like, you smell or whatever.
Come right back on. No.
Yeah.
You know, oh man, I don't know. Sometimes I think about it and I'm like, is this worthy of a response? And now that I know people can potentially like delete their accounts and stuff, I really think about it. I'm like, is this a good learning lesson? Is this worth it? Because the thousands and thousands of good responses weigh way heavier on my heart than a tiny mean comment, you know?
Do you know how healthy that is? I hear incredibly famous people that have been in the game for so long that are saying like, it just takes one negative comment and that's all you think about. There's so many loving comments and then it's just one. And I'm like, I need to stop doing social media. So the fact that you have it the healthier way is so cool. Like, that's amazing.
That's a to hear. That's good to hear. Because it does feel like a lot of the time I am trying to navigate this by myself. No one I know is like really heavy into social media. None of my friends. So it's like sometimes when stuff like that happens, it's like I hope I'm doing it right.
Well, you're doing a lot of things right. And like, what even is right? You know what I mean? You're doing you, which I think is the best thing you can do.
Yeah. Thank you.
So you're meeting so many people online now, and as actors, we meet new people all the time anyway. Is there a random act of kindness or a stranger that you think has truly changed your life and maybe doesn't even know it?
Oh, man.
This is a heavy question coming in the morning.
Wow. Wait, what's yours? Which one's yours?
Ah!
Yeah, right?
I just love the question. Well, it's a tough one.
I think there are little things that happen all the time that we don't even necessarily comprehend. You know, someone can hold the door open for you and be like, you look nice today.
Or just smile.
Yeah.
And that'll change your whole day. So many people, especially in New York City, are just like on their phones, like looking down, go, go, go. But the people that will like actually look up and smile, like that's something special right there. I don't even know. That was a tangent. But now that I answered it, it's your turn.
Right. Okay. An act of kindness, maybe a small act of kindness that may have changed my life. I would say recently, I felt very, obviously this community, this social media community has made me feel less alone, but like I literally am physically alone. Like I don't have anyone in my space. You know what I mean? So as of like 3 months ago, my friend came back from Ireland. He was working on a potato farm. And
wow.
And he like on his way home sent me this long message about how he was thinking about life and how he wants to really focus on relationships and building relationships in his life. And I am a person he wants in it. And every day he will send me like a list of things he's doing and just the words of being like, please join one or all of these events. I want your spirit and your energy around me. Like, is like, it's so kind. It's so nice. And it's something so new. He lives like 3 blocks away from me, but it's like every day I know I have someone who has my back. Just that small gesture of like, hey, I'm doing a walk and then I have work and then I'm going to the gym and you can join all of these. You can even come to my work if you'd like. And I'm like, that just like gesture of your presence brings me joy in anything I'm doing is so like loving. I really appreciate that. I really do think that is like changing my life and changing my outlook on like friendships and being generous and just expressing how much you love the people that you love. Like I'm definitely doing that more now that I have him in my life. Cause it's like, he does every day. He's like, or if I don't answer a text, he's like, hey, just like making sure like you're right. And I'm like, it is.
That's really amazing. Yeah. I love that. I love that so much. Sometimes I'll try to like start the day with a talk, not like a TikTok, but I call it a talk. It's so weird, but it's like my text of kindness. So I'll like wake up and be like, I'm going to send somebody like a nice text, you know, like pick a person.
This reminded me of something. So for Christmas, this is actually crazy. For Christmas, I was doing like 25 days. I wanted to do good for 25 days.
Yes.
And I have it right here. I made all these little boxes that have notes inside that say something nice. It says like, you are gorgeous and I haven't read this since Christmas. Wow. You're gorgeous and absolute queen. Have an amazing day and know that you deserve the world. And I was going to drop them all over Central Park and spread kindness and all over the red stairs at Times Square. But the day I was going to do it, it was a blizzard. So I have like 25 of these little boxes of kindness that I'm going to drop all over Central Park tomorrow when it's not raining.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that like so, I feel like that ties in so perfect with this of
that
like
finally.
Because imagine you're just walking and you've literally find a box that just has a love note to you. That's just like, just to give you love for the day. Yes. I was like, I'm going to bring someone just like so much joy, or at least that's my hope. I
love that. That reminds me of in Times Square, they used to let you write something on a piece of confetti that they would drop on New Year's Eve.
Yes.
And I would find them the next day, like going to work or whatever. And I would pick them up sometimes and it would just be like, you are enough. And you're like, that is beautiful. That is so beautiful. This actually leads perfectly into a surprise game. Are you down to play? Okay.
Okay.
This is called the compliment game. Everyone's beautiful in their own way. It's the compliment game on the AOK. It's the compliment game.
Bump.
I reached out to someone in your life with the hopes of getting a compliment of what they love most about you. And I know, it was super creepy. I've been doing it like on DMs. And sometimes I can get in touch, sometimes I can't. So I'm going to read you this statement and you have to guess who said it.
Okay.
Okay, you're going to get, I'll give you like three yes or no questions and then two guesses. I think you'll be good. I think you're going to get it. Let's do it. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Okay. All right. So yours says, my absolute favorite thing about Deanna is her heart, her ability to choose love every single time. You meet Deanna for the first time and she is just a beam of love and light. And girl, have you seen how stunning she is? It's the all-encompassing beauty for me.
Oh my God, what? And I have to guess who that is?
Yeah. You can ask me yes or no questions. Not that I like will know everything.
Oh my God.
She's beclemmed.
Oh, kind. How kind is that? Oh my God, it's the beauty for me. Who would say that? Did I do Jersey Boys with this person?
Maybe.
Oh no.
They are a performer.
They are a performer. Who would love me from my heart and think I choose love first? Oh man. Do they live in the city right now?
I know they do live in the city. I'm not sure if they live there right now.
This is killing me.
I think so.
Is this a guy?
No.
Oh shoot. That threw me back.
Oh, cool. This is fun.
Oh man. Do I live with them?
Not now.
Okay, I got it.
You do?
Yeah.
Give it to me.
It's Brianna.
Yes.
Yes.
Brianna Mooney. You guys should check her out. She is also seems like an angel.
Oh my God. Oh, I love that. That was so kind. Wow.
Oh, you got it. I'm so glad. You deserve that. You guys both seem like performers that are lifting each other up and making the industry kinder. How do you think overall that we can make a better industry?
Oh, it starts with each other. Brianna's the perfect example. Like, me and Brianna are the same type. Mm-hmm. We both were Mary Delgado in Jersey Boys, and we're going to be up for the same roles constantly. But she's my best friend. Mm-hmm. I want her happiness and success as much as I want mine. Like, there's no, it doesn't, it really starts, especially in an audition world, which is just so hard for everybody, but it starts with just knowing what you have. Like, if I go into a room and that casting director wants me over Brianna, that has nothing to do with Brianna's talent at all. And has everything to do with what exactly they want. Like, a specific hair type, a specific eye type, a specific, you know, it's not at all like whose talent is worth more. That's not it. Mm-hmm. And once you start like shedding that, you can find great connections. I will honest to God say, like, I really have struggled making friends in the theater community because of the cutthroat attitude I find and the very like competitive is everything attitude. I can't connect with that. Cause I'm like, I really, honestly, I don't care what happens in your audition room. I want the best for you, but I am not going to judge every aspect of it. No, because that's your journey, and where you're at in your journey is beautiful and special and unique to you. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't need to be in a fight with me.
No.
So, and there's a, and that I think is something people really need to take a, I think it's going to take a while, but that at the root of it will make things kinder and really giving that little support of like, you hear someone kill it, like slay it in the audition room right before you, when they come out, it's like, that was amazing. You know, giving them that compliment, because It was like,
yeah.
And then you're going to go in and you're going to give your best self. And that's not diminished by what their work was. So maybe that'll be a cute start if people started complimenting the people who go before them.
I love that.
Or the person behind you of like, hey, have a great one. Like,
yes,
we're all hustling. We're all doing the same thing. There's no time for the judgment or negativity.
It's so true. There's enough room in the spotlight. Yeah. Everybody. There's enough spotlights for everybody. I love that answer. And I can tell you guys, I'm not saying I killed it or deserved it, but I remember, I think when I first met you, when I came out of my audition, you were like, yes, like you were like clapping. And I was like, that's what you need. You need someone that's going to cheer you on. And then you can go like get a cookie after or something and reward yourself. That is so important.
If we're all in the same boat. It's like, and you know, we just got to be there for each other.
I agree. Cause it's too hard otherwise. Because you, like you said, you walk into the room 9 times out of 10, they're seeing hundreds of people. They know right when you walk in if you're, you know, quote unquote, right for the part or not. And maybe you can change their mind and like they'll want to rewrite it because of you. It's out of your control. You don't have to put other people down to build yourself up.
Right. And I will say, like, throughout building this platform, I've kind of shed more and more of like trying to fit a casting director's like idea of what I should be. Mm-hmm. And it has changed how I look at everything and how I work. I used to go into auditions being like, okay, well, I have to do this and I have to walk this way and look a certain way.
Yeah.
And it's like, I was letting those casting directors decide who I was as a person. Mm-hmm. And that I will never do again. And I hope one day everybody gets there of like not doing that. Because what you have, they need us. They need us.
Yes.
They need you. It's not like you really have so much to offer.
That is your one guaranteed opportunity to play that part. So do it. Have fun with it. Be yourself, but don't like mentally be judging yourself, you know?
Right. Like, or putting yourself away because that's what makes it special. That's what makes it interesting is like what you bring to it.
Yeah. They don't teach you that. More and more casting directors now, they just want to see you be yourself through the role, you know, because that's what's most genuine and they can direct you whatever the way they want and get you to the other place. But I think that's great that you're there. You've already been so generous with your time, even though I just want to keep like hanging out. But would you be able to leave us with a kindness tip?
But I would say like, if you're listening to this, text someone that you love them. Anyone, celebrity, family member, friend, bestie, just like text them that you love them and something good about themselves. That, just do it.
Oh, I love that. While you're at it, go to Deanna's pages and drop a nice comment there too, because if you're not following her, you should be. She is just an incredible person and I cannot thank you enough for your time and being a part of this little experiment on kindness that we're doing here. And I can't wait to see you soon in the city, hopefully.
I know. Hopefully soon. Hopefully soon we're booked in a show. Do you want to be in Six the Musical with me? Or
yeah. I mean, I can try drag, I guess. I've never done that before, but I haven't seen it. I don't even know if there's any male roles, but.
No, there isn't. But
I didn't think so. But that's how it should be. Like we need some female empowerment on Broadway. Yeah, yeah. We need much more representation on Broadway.
Yes.
But let's put it out there. Anybody listening that could possibly book her in Six the Musical should do it. Okay. Thank you, Deanna.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Wow. Deanna is just a delight. What can I say? And it's funny because she basically gave the exact kindness tip that I wanted to give to all of you as our very first tip of the series. Your A-OK tip of the week is be kind to yourself. Let me say that again. Be kind to yourself. If you're not kind to yourself, how can you truly be kind to others? You can't give from an empty cup or an unloved cup. Well, that didn't really make sense, but you know what I mean. My wish for all of you as we begin this journey together is to love yourself. I know it can be hard. I can tell you, while I was editing this very podcast episode, I was not the kindest to myself. I really don't enjoy hearing the sound of my own voice. And you're probably like, so why are you starting a podcast? But it's not for me to listen to. It's for me to learn and hopefully for you guys to
listen to and take away lots of wonderful knowledge from our guests. I was kind of down in the dumps about hearing my own voice, to be honest. And then the love of my life, Cassie, who I want to get on here, said to me, "Rob, you're still learning how to make a podcast. You've never done this before. It's about the growth, not being perfect." So I hope you'll all stick around for lots of growth and exciting new conversations. We'll generally be releasing these on Monday mornings, but please subscribe and follow our social media channels at Art of Kindness Pod or at Rob Peter Paul on Instagram to stay updated on all the latest news. And of course, follow Deanna, our amazing first guest. I want to thank her so much for coming on the show and everyone who supported this new venture, especially my family, friends, and my heart, the aforementioned Cassie. You gave so many great notes on this one, and I couldn't have done this without you. Last but not least, thank you for listening. I wish I could write you each a thank you note with my little scribbly handwriting. Don't your hands get so tired after you write all those thank you notes? Oh, and you know what's crazy? When you're writing a thank you note and then you mess up a word or even just a birthday card or a Christmas card, and then you have to kind of like figure out how to make that shape into the word you want it to be. Anyway, that's not what this is about. I should probably cut that out. But connect with us on social media and maybe I can write you a thank you note. Until next time, remember, everything's going to be A-okay.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but yeah. Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.